to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, welcome. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular business meeting of August 10th, 2020, special meeting of August 25th, 2020, regular business meeting of August 31st, 2020. First, Mrs. Penne, second, Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to approve the Treasurer and Business Office Financial Reports and Extracurricular Fund Reports for July 2020 and August 2020? First, Mrs. Noesi, second, Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 6-0. Superintendent Report, Mrs. Rossi.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Just wanted to thank everybody involved in this year's school opening. As we all know, schools opened on Thursday, September 10th. And despite the flooding during morning arrival and the broken transformer that was out in the village, we did have overall a pretty decent day. I will tell you that the students and the staff were very, very happy to be back on our campuses. The day was spent welcoming children back to some new routines, and the buildings were in great physical shape thanks to our amazing custodial grounds and maintenance crews. So thank you to all of us, principals, teachers, parents, board, everybody who helped us turn the district around and open in the way we had to open this year. Earlier last week, we also held grade 3 and incoming kindergarten orientations. They were staggered but very smooth. Overall, our incoming classes and their parents were very happy to join us as newcomers to their respective buildings. Again, thank you, principals and staff, for that job well done. And welcome to all New Babylon families. On tonight's agenda, you will notice there's a resolution to partner with Suffolk County government and opt into the Stop Arm Camera Partnership Program. This program is designed to be of no burden to the school districts in a fiscal sense. All the district has to do is opt in by school board resolution, which you'll see tonight. And the camera vendor actually coordinates with the school bus company to install and maintain the cameras that will catch and fine motorists who pass an idle school bus with the stop arm down. And that would be when children are boarding or disembarking from a bus. As I mentioned, the program costs absolutely nothing for a school district to participate. Numerous Suffolk County school districts are opting into this program, and Babylon being one of them. So thank you, board, for considering that tonight. Okay? On to other news. For the elementary and grade school, we are rescheduling both the ES and GS open house events, originally scheduled for this week. So after conversing with principals, principals thought it was best to give both buildings 2 weeks to settle into new routines and instructional practices associated with the virtual and all in-school models. Considering the number of new teachers, both the virtual, live, and challenges associated with both models, the extra 2 weeks we feel will ensure a more effective, better received presentation for our parents. Additionally, the work setting up teams involved requires a little bit more significant time on our end, so I do believe that both principals reached out to parents and informed them of those new dates coming up in later September. And I just want to end tonight on a couple of thank yous. The district would like to extend a large thank you to our buildings, grounds, and maintenance crews who were absolutely amazing this past summer, prepping all schools for the students and staff safe return. And a special thank you to our elementary and grade school parents who beautified both the elementary and grade school playgrounds with asphalt games for the children to enjoy. And with that, thank you very much. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you, Mrs. Rossi. On to committee reports. Audit.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. So we're currently awaiting the reports from the auditors, and when we have them, we will share them out with you. Usually, that's an October-ish issue, so look for that in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. Finance, Mrs. Durst.
Finance will have our first meeting for the year on October 5th, so the next regular meeting will have something interesting to report.
Thanks, Mrs. Juris. Buildings and grounds, Mrs. Rocky, did you notice anything, or will we wait for Mr. Montal?
Sure. I just wanted to mention that the two new bathrooms in the high school are absolutely beautiful. They are complete, yes, as there are the steps to Row Hall and the handicapped entrance down there. And for those of you who drive by, you can see that beautiful addition to the front of the Row Hall area. Really nothing else to report on buildings and grounds right now, but there's a tremendous amount of work, obviously, this summer.
Yeah, our custodial and buildings and grounds crews. It was an amazing job that they did to get ready.
Technology, Mrs. Noisy.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Our first meeting for the school year will be September 16th at 5 o'clock. That's this Wednesday, and we will have something to report out at the next meeting.
Curriculum, Mrs. DeLargo.
Thank you.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Our first meeting is next week on the 22nd, so I too will have information to report on our next meeting.
Policy, Mrs. Tannen. Okay, good evening. Actually, the Policy Committee met this evening. And at tonight's policy meeting, we reviewed policy 5500, student records regulation. This policy is being modified to reflect the recent state regulations implementing Education Law 2D regarding data privacy and security. The policy will be up for its first reading in October, and the second reading will be at our November board meeting.
Thank you very much. On to new business. May I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 16? First, Mrs. Juris. Second, Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? Passes 6-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 16? Mrs. Juris. Seconded by Mrs. Panay. Any discussion? All in favor? Passes 6-0. Moving on to item 17. Okay, Dr. Dillard, do you want to speak to item 17 before we move open?
I will do my best to pass it on. So item 17 requires a roll call vote. It's the recommendation or requirement of the local finance law. This resolution was prepared by our bond council. It allows the Board of Education for another 10 years to annually borrow tax anticipation notes to meet the cash flow shortfall that happens in most, if not all, schools sometime around late December, January. Our fiscal year starts July 1. The lion's share of our revenue, which is taxes and state aid, does not begin to come in until January. So there's a point in every school year where you go out into short-term borrowing, a one-year borrow, you borrow and prepay in the same year. This allows us to do that for another 10 years. It's a requirement that we have to do each year. So that's it.
Thank you, Dr. Daly. So this will be slightly different. I'll ask for a first and second, and then ask individually. So I have a first motion to approve item 17. Mrs. Donaldson, a second. Mrs. Jones. Mrs. DeLarda?
Aye.
Mrs. Panay?
Aye.
Mrs. Donaldson?
Aye.
Mrs. Jones?
Aye.
Mrs. Noesson?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Mr. Montalto is absent today. It passes 6-0. Other business, Mrs. Rosny? Okay. We received a number of questions from a few community members, and I will read them and do my best to answer. The first one, actually the first three questions are from Mrs. Campagna. And the first question states, has the district further discussed approving permits for local sports organizations to use the district fields? As everybody knows, September 21st was being provided as the possible date by the governor's office to start sports. But now that fall sports have been delayed, according to Section 11, I guess people are wondering what we're doing. So let me just preface this by saying, you know, we as a district are in the process of making plans for our student athletes to start with intramural play on the fields
as soon as possible. We're not waiting until January to get them involved and get them out on the field. And with that being said, we will also be reaching out to those community groups that have put in permits to approve those permits. Once we review with those community groups their COVID plans, we have to make sure that once after the 21st, when community groups start using the fields, that they are following, you know, protocols for social distancing and safety. So we are going to be reaching out to them again to get that ball rolling. But our kids will also be using those fields. Obviously, you know, the kids' needs come first, but any available usage of the fields will follow. The second was regarding COVID policies that the district has been following, and mask breaks in school. You know, we're going through this like everybody else. You know, we've been in school now for 3 days. We have to ensure that masks are worn at all times. We are encouraging teachers to take the students outside for mask breaks. We'll be continuing to meet with our educators to make sure that all buildings are aligned and following the same protocols. So once, you know, we have the chance to rearticulate and get that information from them, we will clarify that again for parents. But there are mask breaks, they are outside right now. The more opportunities we can get students to go outside, the better, but masks have to be worn in school at all times, okay? And the third question from Mrs. Campagna, how is the district addressing the close of school for the high school from Thursday's building power outage? I will tell you, this is treated just like you would treat if you sent students home on an emergency. I will tell you that we're still meeting the number of minimum hours according to the State Education Department by year's end. In fact, we will far exceed it for that particular group. School was closed by circumstance beyond our control last Thursday, but that will not affect the number of hours needed for that particular group of students. Obviously, if the end of the year came and we found that a particular group of students was lacking in the number of hours, we would have to make that up, but that is not the case right now. Okay, the next question comes from Ms. Eileen Berry. The question is, if students and faculty can be in attendance at school, why can't Board of Education meetings have in-person attendance? Just keep in mind that student attendance is compulsory, and we had to come up with a plan to educate our students, and that plan is an in-person program or hybrid program here at the high school. However, this district right now has a very strict no-visitor policy in place, and that is simply to keep the facilities clean from COVID as possible to protect our students, our staff, as well as the community themselves. Due to limited space in our facilities, social distancing guidelines, and safety protocols, we have decided to continue with our board meetings where they are virtually attended right now. Okay? And the next question I am going to have Mr. D'Amico address. The question is from Mr. Minicozzi. It says, 8-week class availability was briefly mentioned as a subject to review at the Zoom community meeting back in August. How many different AP sections, AM and PM, have ultimately been scheduled and began for the school year? What is the range of enrollment in each section?
So we are currently offering on the full menu of AP courses in our AM PM sessions. While I don't have the exact numbers for you, they are running typically. So what that means is that we have AP courses where we need two sessions. That would be like English, Lit, and Language. All of our AP courses in social studies. And then we run courses with very low numbers because we want to provide our students the opportunity to take those. So, for instance, AP Music Theory might be as low as 4 or 5 students. We've run AP Physics at low numbers, similarly, 4 or 5 students. Courses that run at that number could be more difficult for a student to get into because there's one section, and depending on that student's schedule, they may or may not be able to fit it in. Our AP students tend to be motivated and driven, and they have full schedules. And so, you know, we do our best to provide, but the full menu of courses are running. Thank you.
And the last item I just wanted to bring up, we did receive, the district and the board did receive 2 letters, one from Karen Bender and one from Angela Campagna, regarding school sports cancellation by Section 11. As we know, Section 11 has postponed the start of school sports officially until January 4th. But like I said before, we're going to be letting our students start to play on the field in intramural situations. But the letters were received by the district. We are taking them into consideration, and just wanted to let everybody know that those have been received, and the board has received those tonight.
Thanks.
Future board meetings. Our next regular business meeting will be Monday, October 5th, 7:30 here in the library. We have a motion to adjourn. This is Jarvis, seconded by Ms. Gillespie. All in favor?
Have a great night, everyone. Thank you.